Sometimes simple changes can have big results. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sam Seidel, K-12 Lab Educator of Strategy and Research at the D School at Stanford University, discusses the benefits of creative hustling.
My colleague Olatunde Shabomahin and I recently had a student who was studying medicine, but her passion was singing. Let me say that exact same sentence again, changing just one word. My colleague Olatunde Shabomahin and I recently had a student who was studying medicine and her passion was singing. That flip from but to and speaks to the essence of what we teach in our course, Creative Hustle. Whether our students are coming from Street Code Academy, a nonprofit community organization in East Palo Alto, or from Stanford University, we've found they arrive having been told that they have to choose their life path from a finite set of options, even if it means leaving some of their most valuable gifts by the wayside. In our Creative Hustle course, we encourage students to challenge these tracks. We share stories of artists, activists, authors, politicians who have carved their own. We invite our students to unpack inspiration and insights from these stories. Then we lead students through activities designed to help them articulate their gifts and goals and identify the principles they'll need to hold, people they'll need to engage, and practices they'll need to adopt to move from their gifts to their goals. Think about it. Why did our student come to us believing she had to choose a singular fate, doctor or diva? Imagine an education system that supports students in pursuing their passions, plural. How great would it be for that student to get to show up as her whole self? Maybe she could become a professor who researches the impacts of music on brain activity, or a singing pediatrician delighting patients with musical medicine. Our motivation for teaching Creative Hustle is to help students become their best, most whole selves. When this happens, they will feel seen, and they will do beautiful work that impacts the world.
That was Sam Seidel of Stanford University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.